You're listening to episode 2 of Here's the Thing with Haley Martin. It has been a hot minute since I've done an episode. I launched this podcast in February, I think. Yeah, it was February. And so it has been a little bit of a time frame since I did that. And I really just wanted to thank you all for just supporting me and just supporting this podcast. It was seriously so incredible to see all the support I got. That day was honestly so overwhelming when I launched the podcast because not only did I do that, but I was in DC with my aunt and my cousin, and also I accepted a job all in one day. Honestly, the most exciting moment of my life. And it was incredible, and I am just so thankful and blown away by all of you sharing it and just liking it. Tons of you just messaged me asking like when the next episode was going to be and that you were all so excited, and I just really did not expect that, and I'm just so grateful for that. And so here I am doing another episode finally. I sat down a lot of times to do a new episode, and I just really had not felt led to say anything. There are so many podcasts out there, and I don't want to just produce content just because I feel pressured to. I don't want to just like share a podcast because I feel like I need to be on this certain time frame. And it was really stressing me out because it has been like 2 months since I first started the podcast. And so I was really praying about it, and I just really didn't know what to do. And God reminded me that I'm not on a time frame. I'm on his time frame, which is way different than his. So I was putting a lot of pressure on myself, and I just realized that, like, if God gives me a word, then I'll do the podcast. And if not, then I'll just be chilling. And so I've been chilling for a while, and I'm going to talk a lot about what I've been learning through this season of Lent. A lot of people ask me, because I posted on Instagram that I was giving up Instagram for Lent, and people were like, "Are you Catholic?" And I was like, what the world? Who do you think I am? No, but I am not Catholic, in case you were wondering. Lent is not something I ever really did when I was growing up. It's not something that like my church really talked about. And so when I got to Liberty last year, was the first time I had done Lent, and I gave up secular music. And honestly, I really struggled through that, and I listened to a lot of like Lecrae and worship music, which neither of those are bad, but also like your girl needs some Beyonce and Ben Rector, B&B. So I was struggling. But then this year I wasn't going to do anything for Lent, and my roommate Lauren was like, "Hey, what are you going to do for Lent?" And then I said, nothing, because last year I wanted to die in the middle of it. Not really. Okay. Anyways, bad joke, but moving on. And so I like went to church that morning because it was on a Sunday morning when she asked me on the way to church. And I just knew that God was telling me as soon as we started worshiping, he was like, "Give up Instagram." And I was like, "Oh, yikes." And at first I was like, "That's not a big deal. I'm never on Instagram. LOL. I think everybody who follows me, when I just said that, you're probably like, "What the world? You're always on Instagram." And I realized how much I am actually on Instagram after this season of Lent. I gave up Lent. I mean, I gave up Instagram for Lent, did not give up Lent, and it has grown me a ton. God has showed me a lot through it. I encourage all of you, even if you're not, like, doing Lent, just to fast from some form of social media. It's really good. And so I've been doing it for a little bit over a month. I have been on Instagram for a few times the past few days, just keeping it real. You all have definitely seen me on there. And, but over this past month, God really showed me how much Instagram has changed my view of myself and how much I focus on my image, even though I felt like I really wasn't focusing on it. And so I really, like, after getting off of Instagram, I took a step back. The first week of Lent was really hard on me. Our church, Gospel Community Church, go there if you're in Lynchburg, if you don't have a church, boom. But we are doing like a Lent guide. And so every week it's like on different things through Lent. And so the first week was about like your sin struggles. And I was like, ugh, what kind of Lent guide is it? I'm just kidding. That's really good. But I was like, I really don't want to look at this for myself. But God was like, do it. And so anyways, God revealed a ton about me that I just really struggle with and I hadn't thought about. And one of the things that I was learning through the first week of Lent by looking at like our own sin struggles is that not only did I elevate Instagram, but I also really just elevated my community on social media and just like how much I talk to people. I'm very outgoing, but also I am kind of introverted and I get my energy from being by myself, but also I get a lot of energy from talking to people. And so I realized I'm literally on there all the time talking to people, and God had to show me because I spend so much time talking to others that I had no idea what He even had going on in my life because I was so focused on other people that I had neglected my relationship with Him. I had neglected friendships that are right here. Like, I have a lot of friends that are in Lynchburg and I talk to them just through like Instagram. I don't actually hang out with them, or like I was just neglecting being with people all together in person. And I was really just using Instagram as a tool, not for community, but really just to isolate myself. And I hadn't realized that. You know, it's funny because social media was made to connect with people, but so many times when I'm on social media, I feel the most isolated. And God really showed me that. I also realized that, like, whenever I got on Instagram, I just automatically got really anxious. I didn't understand, like, why was I so anxious? I didn't get, like, why I just felt like I always had to, like, be someone I'm not, or, like, I felt like I had to measure up to this certain thing. And I realized that I was comparing myself a lot to just the people around me. There's so much that we could say about Instagram and social media. I think social media can be a really good thing. I think I have a ton of friends who are really creative and they use social media as like an outlet for that creativity, and I think that's awesome. But I think in my life, I was using it as just a way to not deal with what was going on in my life, to just hide behind like a mask. And just, I used it a lot to really, I compared myself so much and I didn't realize it. Like, I would compare myself if I felt like people were like farther along in their life than me, which is so crazy. Like, I have so many friends that are like married, or they have kids, or like they have a better career than me. And when I see these things on social media, that's awesome and I'm excited for them. But also, I allow myself to be in this comparison trap where I feel like I'm not farther along in my life, and then I just get in this vicious cycle. And God really reminded me through Lent of this verse, which is in Psalm 139, which is a really, if you're like in the Christian realm, you've definitely heard this psalm, but it's Psalm 139, 14, and it says, "Your eyes saw me when I was formless. All my days were written in your book and planned before a single one of them began." And God reminded me that, one, He has already planned my whole life. I am not off track. I am completely where He wants me to be. I am where He has called me to be. And so social media sometimes makes me just feel like I'm not where God wants me to be. But this just shows right here that God, He is sovereign. He is so much bigger than we think He is. Like, just a small fraction of how big we think He is. He is like 10 billion times bigger than that. And so when I saw this verse, it just was such a good reminder, and it was so refreshing to remember that like my days are already planned. Like, you know, when I am on social media, I like plan moments in my day that are like Instagrammable worthy. Like, how many of us do that? I last week went to a coffee shop with my friends Trey and Ellie, and I before we even got there, I asked Trey to take a picture of me so that I could have it for my Instagram. Like, how crazy is that? That we plan our lives around Instagrammable moments. Or like, I was watching the sunset the other day, and you know how sunsets are in Lynchburg, the best, because we got the mountains lit. And so I was just driving and I was like, oh my word, I need to take a picture of this for my Insta story. Like, I couldn't even just live my life for like 2 seconds. Like, we're so consumed on like, where's that Instagrammable worthy moment? But instead, like, God has already planned our days, and our days are not planned around social media. Our days are not planned around like what moments can look the best. But God is in every moment that is Instagrammable worthy and every moment that isn't. And just because what we see on social media is what we think is the truth. Sometimes it's not, and I let my feelings really dictate the truth in my life, and God had to remind me that, one, our truth comes from Him. It's not our feelings, and we have to let the truth of who God says we are dictate our feelings, not the other way around. And so I also, through this Lent season, God also has showed me through John 14, 1 through 4. I'm about to read it. This is something that one of my really good friends showed me last fall, because we did a conference at my home church called Come to the Table, and she also kind of wrote a devotional book about these four verses and just how we don't have to come to the table of Christ with our own, like, way of, like, trying to prove ourselves, but instead we can come to Him just as who we are, who He created us to be. And I thought that I was just coming to the table as who I am in Christ. I thought that I was just coming to Jesus who I am, but instead I was trying to make myself look a certain way. I was trying to build my Instagram platform. Like, I think that's so crazy that we live, at least I have been caught in all this. Maybe you're listening to this and you're like, I haven't dealt with any of this, so girl, bye. If you don't deal with any of this, then props to you. Come talk to me and help me out. But, like, I've gotten so trapped in this, like, I have to build my platform so that people will listen to me or people will like me or people want to be my friend. But instead, like, God is our platform, and He has already built our platform. He's already numbered our days. So why are we so stressed on trying to make ourselves look a certain way when we are already good enough in His eyes? Not because of just who we are, but who we are in Him. Because who we are is a mess, but with Him, like, He has completed us, and He has created us to be His child, and He has so much in store for us. But John 14, 1 through 4 says, "Don't let your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If not, I would have told you. I'm going away to prepare a place for you. If I go away and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you may be also. You know the way to where I'm going." And this verse is really talking about how God has prepared a place for us in heaven. And also He was telling one of His disciples, like, this was before Jesus was about to ascend into heaven, but He was telling His disciples where He was going. And God has prepared a place for us if we have accepted Jesus as our Savior. And we don't have to worry about what's going to happen to us after we die, but also we don't have to worry about us right here in this moment, that God has already planned a specific place on this earth for us. Like, if you are listening to this, if you are breathing, then you have a purpose. You're not just here by mistake. You're not just here by accident. Like, you are here because of this. The fact that, one, God has planned our days, but also that He has prepared a place for us on earth. And, you know, I think about this verse, and I think about when I was in high school, I went to this small Christian high school, and so I don't know why I was really worried about this, but I would always be so, like, nervous that I was going to get to the lunch table late, and then if I got to the lunch table late, then I would, like, have to squeeze my way in, and or either I'd have to sit by myself like a loner, and then I'd be like, I care a lot about having a lot of people around me, so that would just bother me. So I was not confident enough to sit by myself anyways. And so this just reminds me that we don't have to squeeze our way in through life. We don't have to squeeze our way into God's presence. He has already placed us right where He wants us. We don't have to, like, feel like we're not measuring up, because we do measure up because of Him. And whenever I got on social media, I felt like I wasn't measuring up because my life didn't look like someone else's. Or maybe I was looking at someone else and they got the desires that I've been praying for. And so I thought something was wrong with me. But instead, this verse just shows me that I have a place prepared. Well, God has a place prepared for me right here, right now. And I can be confident in that fact. And that's really what my first episode was kind of about, is just being entrusted with what God has given us. And honestly, I said that podcast, and then, like, the next week I struggled with every single thing I preached on there. I didn't preach, you know what I mean. I spoke. And I was like, what the world? I am a hypocrite because I posted that. But honestly, God used what he had taught me and what I had said, and he had to reteach it to me through this season. And so I just know that, I mean, social media is so hard. It can also be so good. But also I know I'm still in the middle of Lent right now, and I know God's still going to show me some more things before I go back on. And I know that I'm going to have to learn how to, one, think between the feelings that I have and the truth that I know. And I'm going to have to let the truth dictate my feelings. But also, I'm going to have to remember that I am His. He has created a place for me on this earth. Even if it feels like I'm homeless, even if it feels like I have no place, even if it feels like I'm not enough, even if it feels like I'm always in this competition with others around me to be the best, to be the best looking, to be the most athletic, to be the most fit, whatever. I feel like I just said all the same things in different ways. You know what I mean? But God has called me to just be who I am right now in Him, and that's okay. And so really, there's so much more I could say about this, but that is what God has really given me to encourage you all with. I want this podcast to be something that's real. That's why I really haven't put a lot of editing in it currently, because I just want this to be what God is saying to me, and I'm just telling it to you guys as your friend. And so I hope that this encouraged you in some way, and I will be posting more episodes now. It'll be more consistent, and I just want to thank you guys again for listening to this. And thank you for the support, and I just hope you have a great day.